At the end of April this year, the former Labour government introduced a ban on live animal exports. The ban followed a two-year transition period, giving farmers and businesses a chance to find alternatives. The policy documents revealed last Friday indicated that the incoming government plans to repeal this ban. Casta spoke to CEO of Safe for Animals, Deborah Ashton, about why they believe this ban was put in place and what repealing it could mean.
Could you briefly explain what Safe is and what it does?
Yeah, so Safe is an animal rights organisation, and we have a goal of stopping animal exploitation. We're a voice for animals and represent and defend their rights. We run campaigns that may involve discussions with animal use industries, members of the public and politicians. We run petitions and other actions such as protests. And we've taken the government to court twice, once on the matter of farrowing crates, which are used for mother pigs. We won that case where the court said that farrowing crates were a violation of the Animal Welfare Act. And we also took the government to court for the use of animals used in rodeo, but we're just waiting to see what the how the government will follow up on that particular issue.
What sort of risks does live export pose for the animals involved?
Oh, it's huge. Voyages by sea are really harrowing for the animals. Even on purpose-built ships, they're not going to be immune to breakdowns or adverse weather events, and also they can sometimes be fatal, as we've seen around the world. The animals are most likely going to be sent to China again, so the animals will be raised and slaughtered in ways that could be seen as illegal here in this country. And as far as I'm aware, nothing has changed in China since the ban was put in place by our previous government. In New Zealand, we have laws about how animals have to be raised and slaughtered, but in China, they don't have animal protection laws to monitor the welfare, and there's nothing specific in their legislation to ensure that the animals are slaughtered humanely like they would be here. So I guess the biggest concern is for the welfare of those animals themselves. Many of the cattle will be pregnant as well. They're being sent over there for breeding purposes. And you can imagine, it's not a nice thing to put animals on board those ships and send them to countries where we just have no control of their welfare at all.
If the process was banned, what would those businesses do in its place?
I mean, that's a question for the industry itself. They've been sending millions of bobby calves to the slaughterhouses for many, many years. They're still doing that even though we have a ban on live exports. So I think this is a much bigger question around what happens for cows that have been raised here in New Zealand. But we can't be putting profit ahead of animal welfare, which is what live export is going to allow. So basically, animals are going to be treated badly and people are going to be making money from it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on?
Well, we've had the new Minister for Agriculture, Todd McClay, who's responsible, he has publicly said that animals wouldn't be going to the Middle East unless they could meet very, very high standards. But the reality is that we don't have proof, or he doesn't have proof, of the standards in China or anywhere else for that matter. So I think sending animals away to countries that already don't have legal welfare laws to protect those animals just isn't possible. We have enough of our own problems here ensuring the welfare of animals, and trying to send them off somewhere else where we have no control is really a bad idea. We saw the Australian Exporter Supply Chain Assurance System that completely collapsed because it was supposed to protect animals being exported over to Jordan, but investigators found abhorrent cruelty inside the slaughterhouse there, and that had been approved under this particular scheme. So this is the reality. You can have assurance schemes or agreements and various things like that to protect animals. But unless you're there actively involved, there's nothing you can really do to ensure their welfare and their safety.
That was CEO of Safe for Animals, Deborah Ashton, discussing the new government's plans to repeal a ban on live exports.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.